Kunja Bihari Jaya Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunjavihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Badadhari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Badadhari Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. We have Bhagavad Gita there, some, and then you can put it back after you finish. Or I have two. Here. We're going to have a just discussion on Bhagavad Gita every Tuesday from today. This is the latest version I got from the BBT editor last week. It's not published yet. This version, the version that I have. They found the original Prabhupada with the edited by Dravida Prabhu. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tashmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacham Patitanam Pabunibho Vaishnave Bho Namo 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 Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we are studying Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, from the very beginning, setting the scene. The first thing we are going to study, setting the scene, and Srila Prabhupada's dedication to Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur. One page, Prabhupada just offered this Bhagavad Gita to Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur, and we'll discuss who is Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur, what did Prabhupada take from Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur's Gita Bhashyam, and why Srila Prabhupada offering. Then we have a preface, and then we have introduction. Introduction is a very long chapter, pages, I think 10 pages, maybe more. So setting the scene. You have it there, setting the scene? Oh, good. This is the glory of Gita. In Gita Mahatya, I think somewhere there at the end, Srila Prabhupada actually emphasized that Gita Shastram Idam Punyam Japate Prajata Puman Vishnu Padam Avapnati Bhaya Sokadi Varjitaha. He who studies the Gita scriptures with humility is freed from fear and misery and attains the feet of Lord Vishnu. That's very motivating. Once you study Bhagavad Gita, what do you get? What will happen to you? Next one. Gita Mahatya 2. Pranayam parasya cha naiva santi parapani purve janme kritani cha. That person who is the habit of reading the Gita, that who is also devoted to practicing pranayama, breathing exercise, is not touched by sins, even those done in his previous birth. Okay? We'll just read three, up to three. Jalasnanam mala nirma chanam pungsam jalasnanam dine dine sakrit gitam bhasi snanam samsara mahalanaskanam. Human beings must bathe in water every day to get rid of the dirt of the body. But bathing in the water of the Gita once is enough to get rid of the dirt of this samsara cycle of birth and death. Very nice. Gita Mahatva ki jai. Now we'll go to the setting the scene. Would you like to read? You have that, setting the scene? Loading? Okay. I can read the first paragraph. Although widely published and read by itself. You have enough light? Or you want more light? Yeah? This light is good? Otherwise you have light. Okay. Although widely he's putting it. Oh. Although widely published and read by itself, Bhagavad Gita originally appears as an episode in the Mahabharata. The epic Sanskrit history of the ancient world, the Mahabharata tells of events leading up to the present age of Kali. It was in the beginning of this age, some 50 centuries ago, that Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to his friend and devotee Arjuna. So when we study Bhagavad Gita, certain things we must reflect. Can you speak more close to the microphone? It's already loud. No? Not loud? I'm speaking close to the microphone, whoever texted. So, in this paragraph, we learn two things. One is that Bhagavad Gita coming from where? Mahabharata. Very good. You're catching up. Ildar Prabhu catching up from Mahabharata. And if you want to know more details, it's from Santi Parva. The Mahabharata has a chapter, it's called Parva. Parva means like a chapter, a platform. And each Parva has a theme. And in Mahabharata, there are three things most important. If we take out these three things from Mahabharata, and you read the Mahabharata, there is no Krishna consciousness much. What are the three things? Bhagavad Gita, Narayana Stotram, Vishnu Sahasranam. If you take out these three things from Mahabharata, Mahabharata is just an epic history of some royal fights and politics and everything. But Srila Vyasadeva, out of his merciful nature, he intrigated means he's blended, intrigated. and intertwined with the episode. And when Bhishma Dev was lying down on the arrowhead bed, because those arrows made poke them. Then the bed was made. Well, there was no bed. He was lying on there. Would you say bed? Bed of arrows. But his body was the bed. Comfortable? Not comfortable. But he didn't complain though. He never complained. And Prabhupada gave the answer already. In 1st Canto, 18th chapter, I believe, verse 17 or 18, Prabhupada answered. Because I thought also, as a pure devotee, would you like to lie down on an arrow, pointing arrow, bed? I mean, not a bed. You say bed. Your body is the bed. There's no mattress or anything. Just say, your body is lying on a pointy of arrow. So they call arrow, you know, the arrow sharp. So it's not really arrow bed. It's like you're lying on an arrow head. Okay. But nonetheless, he did not feel any pain. And just to prove that his pure devotee can never suffer, even in a crucial condition, they can speak fluently. To prove that, Krishna created this scenario. You follow? Krishna created this scenario. Many things took place in that Bhishma. So that time he spoke also Vishnu Sahasranam. Mahaprabhu also tasted that. So in Mahabharata, three things are most important. What did we learn today? One is Narayana Stotra, one is Bhagavad Gita, one is Vishnu Sahasranam. If you take out these three things from Mahabharata, then Mahabharata has no Krishna consciousness. It's just a story. So another thing Prabhupada pointed out here, that at the beginning of this Kali Yuga age, which is about 50 centuries, that means when Kali Yuga started? Huh? 50 centuries. We just read, Prabhupada said. 50 centuries ago, so this Bhagavad Gita, 50 centuries ago, Bhagavad Gita is spoken. So 50 centuries ago, Bhagavad Gita spoken to who? No. He spoke to devotee and friend Arjuna. You cannot say Arjuna. Prabhupada didn't put it. See how Prabhupada put it. Look at that. Bhagavad Gita spoken to his friend and devotee Arjuna. Why Prabhupada is putting this emphasis? Because unless somebody has a relationship with Krishna and somebody is not a devotee, he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Can you grasp it? So what did we learn from? Two things, I mean there's few other things, but two things even from one paragraph. One paragraph we learned two things. That Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. And another thing is that Bhagavad Gita spoken by Krishna when? 50 centuries before. When is the beginning of Kali? If you want to know more specific, I tell you a 1 minute story. No, 5 minute story. Or maybe 10 minutes. 5 minutes, I'll try to squeeze it. One day, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he's already depressed when Krishna left. Because he was not looking for ruling the world. You follow? His life, Pandava's life, is for pleasure of Krishna. This is what we want. Srila Prabhupada said, we have to aspire to become a family member of Krishna. What is our goal? To become a family member. become a Brajavasi. Not just Brajavasi, in a family of Brajavasi, with a relationship with Brajavasi. You follow? Very, like we are member of the Brajavasi, not just Brajavasi going there. We want to become family member, Prabhupada says. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was depressed, but he still has to rule and try to hand over the kingdom to the next generation. So then question comes, what day it triggered? What day it triggered? So one day Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was sitting and he has a big singhasan and he sits there and he has a four immediate caretaker. They are called his brothers. Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula and Sahadev. They are like immediate caretaker of Maharajas. And then ministers and others. But four brothers are like a very intimate. So they are very careful how Yudhishthira is. So Bhima used to be at the gate, always, at the gate of the court. Anybody comes, he has to pass through Bhima first. He has a secretary, but still he has to examine. So one day, one strange guy came. He said, I need to see the king. So why? He said, no, it's very important. First tell me, what is the reason? He said, but this is so important. He said, like, no, you have to tell me the reason. The reason is that I was walking through the paddy field. Paddy field means rice field. And I saw something surprise. That the owner of the land, he put a fence around the paddy field to protect the paddy field. But after a little while, I saw the fence started eating the paddy field. What? This is like absurd. Where you come up with this story? He said, no, this is not story. I just saw it. I need to ask the king. So, okay, go. This is Bhima's thought. My brain is not capturing this. This is very, you understand? It's in Sanskrit, it's called Rakshak ha Bhakshak Bhakshak hai Rakshak. In Kali Yuga, the protector will become the exploiter. In the name of protection, they will become the exploiter. They exploit the citizen, they exploit the followers. So, Bhima, he could not reconcile. He said, okay, you go. Then other people coming, then another person came. I need to see the king. So, why you need to see the king? He said, this is very important. I don't have a time to explain. He said, no, first tell me, I'm his secretary. He said, I saw something very strange I never saw before. So what did you see? He said, I saw one big pot of water filled up 20 jars, small jar. It was nice, all 20 jars filled up. Then all these 20 jars tried to fill up back to the big pot. It didn't even touch little bit. What happened? It could not fill it up. Forget about filling up, even not even half. See, is this something like magic or illusion? Say, no, this is real. We saw it, we did it. And this man is showing. Said, this is very strange today. Okay, go see the king. You ask him. Because king is so pious, Yudhishthira Maharaj. He's spiritually very elevated. And politically very aware of diplomacy. Diplomacy has the four things. Huh? And he's very aware. Sama, Dama, Danda, Bheda. These are the application of diplomacy. The royal people, they have to have a skill. They have to be not treating everybody equal. They will treat according to their who the person is. Some, the lowest class, first class will act by the reference of the scriptures. Second class will act by the honor, prestige. Third class will act by the bribery or exchange. And fourth class will act, do you know how? Thank you. Stick. Punishment. In the Kali Yuga, you can see why majority are low class. Court, punishment, police acts. This is not a good civilization when police has to rule everything. government has to do. Because they are afraid of the law. They are scared the police will kill them. Otherwise, this is Sudra or low class. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was genius with this four way how to judge who deserved what. So then another few people went, and then another person came. Say, I need to see the king. So why everybody today is like asking to see the king without talking to me? He said, because there is something very strange I never saw like that before. So what did you see this strange? I went to see a big mountain with all my friends. And, no, that was the number four, sorry. I went to see a place where a little hole, it's like a very difficult to put a small time, it takes long time to go through. But a big elephant went through this hole. What do you mean? It's a little hole, and the big elephant just went through this big, little hole. And Bhima thought, this is very strange today. Okay, go see the king. But it's in a big palace courthouse, and Bhima is interviewing, examining. And then the fourth person came also a little later and said, what do you need? He said, I need to see the king. He said, why? He said, because I went to a strange place today. And when we went with our friend to see this mountain, I was so surprised. The little thread from a cloth, one guy tied up a thread from the top of the mountain, and from the bottom one little boy pulled it, the whole mountain crashed. What? These are like absurd discussion today. So he said, go. So after a little while, he count, you know, how many people went to see the court, to the judge, his brother, king, emperor of the world, and how many came back. Everybody came back except these four. Bhima is thinking, they are supposed to be the coming back faster. I want to know what is the decision. They never came back. So Bhima told the security guard, close the door, nobody coming in. So he went there. Court is over, and he came to his elder brother, Yudhishthira Maharaj, said, brother, what happened to the four people? So what happened, four people? Who are the four people? He said, the four people, the four strange question. Can you say, they never came back. He said, what do you mean they never came back? He said, they never came back. So then finally, he went there again and looking, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, tell me about these four people. So he explained these four people. When Yudhishthira Maharaj heard this, he said, this is dangerous. Where are they? He said, I sent them inside the court. He said, no, they never came. So all these five Pandavas, they're searching everywhere in the courthouse where these four guys hide. They could not. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, I'm leaving the kingdom. That's the day, evening time they left. They had a meditation. There's a two concept. One is Bhagavatam concept, one is Mahabharata concept. Bhagavatam is the best. If you want to know what is the conclusion of Mahabharata or Ramayana, come to Bhagavatam. Adya Banta Madda Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. This Bhagavatam, its beginning, end, and the middle, Adya Anta Madda Sarvatra Harihi Giyate, Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. The Bhagavatam is so complete, it has everywhere Hari, and Besanam Bharata Tatha. If you want to know the conclusion of Bharata, Mahabharata, you have to come to Bhagavatam. And if you don't study Bhagavatam, you will not come to good understanding of Mahabharata. So that's why most of the Hindus, when they read Mahabharata, they see the movie, but they don't become devotee easily. They stay neophyte. Or they stay there like a Hindu mix. They worship all demigod, everything. Why? because they never study Bhagavatam. When somebody study Bhagavatam, definitely you'll become devotee. Mahabharata is not enough, because Mahabharata has so many layer of karma kanda, jnana kanda mix. And Mahabharata does not have conclusive of Krishna's supremacy, Brajalila, relationship with the Lord like this. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj, according to Bhagavatam, on that day meditated and he left. Then Pandavas left. Then Draupadi also left. This is very nicely explained in first canto. So that was the day that Kali entered in this world. That evening, Friday evening, Kali entered this world. So Prabhupada wrote here some 50 centuries ago. From that day, you calculate to Jesus Christ is 3,111 years. Some Aryan mathematician in India, he calculated 3,111 plus 2,018. Yeah? 2018 plus 125 years. Lord Krishna left on the 125 years just before his birth on that Friday evening. That same similar following is the Pandava they left on that evening. So in that calculation you can exactly pinpoint when Krishna left and how many years of Kali Yuga passed. You can exactly calculate. Whoever is interested. Okay. Next paragraph we'll read. Oh. That some 50 centuries ago the Kali Yuga began when Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. When somebody say, when did he speak Bhagavad Gita? Now, I'm going to throw a few things like how long Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita? Oh, you want to know the answer? Thank you. You paid attention. The answer is to that, the first thing it says that the fence protecting the pasturing field, but then pasturing field, the grain started, no, fence was protecting them, instead it started eating them. So the protector in this age will become the exploiter. Scary to live in this world. And actually you can see that. And the second was that your parents, your spiritual master, well-wisher, Vaishnavas, they give you so much help to each individual to come to spiritual, but they can never refill back. It's never, they can dedicate like the way they dedicated to us. Affectionately gave us. Even we can see, even regular nowadays in America, how many people really care for their parents? They are old, what they call senior citizen place or something like that, retirement. Go there. And once in a month or something, once in a week, they'll call and go there. There is no service, there is no paying debts to the parents who took care so much. The third thing was that small people will suffer by the government. But the big people, the elephant went through the little hole. The Yudhishthira Maharaj says, the big guys, rich men, they're stealing, robbing the country, they will not suffer, they will not go, they will go through easy. It's scary, but it's a fact. And the fourth one is the best thing of all the bad. The best of the bad bargain, Prabhupada said. Best of the bad bargain. But best of the best, actually. This is better than other jiva. What is it? That one little thread from the tip of the mountain pulled over and the whole mountain crashed. What is it? unlimited sins and all these things that actually will be pulled by the thread of this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just by that little thread, means Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it can destroy how much sin? How much? Ashesha Agha. Now, English.
Unlimited sin.
And another translation Prabhupada says, more than you can commit. Very good. You are listening classes. Very good. More than you can commit. How much sin? More than you can commit it. Mahabharata. No, it's good. No, I'm glad you asked because somebody's online looking at it. Is that good? Next paragraph.
They discourse one of the greatest philosophical and religious dialogues known to man took place just before the onset of war. A great conflict between the 100 sons of
Dhritarashtra. Okay, so what do you get from that paragraph? Most important things. This discourse is the greatest philosophical and religious discourse. Why? Why it is the greatest philosophical and religious dialogue? How it is greatest? Because you never find any religious dialogue includes moral, economical, bewilderment, social, political, any issue you have, you can address Bhagavad Gita. And proof is Mahatma Gandhi, he said whenever he had a conflict of politics, Mahatma Gandhi was the leader of India politics, you know, he was killed at the independent war. And Mahatma Gandhi, he said, whenever I had confusion in political issue, I would open Bhagavad Gita, I find answer right then and there. You can ask any question, social, economical, physiology, anything you want to ask, Bhagavad Gita has the answer. No religious, philosophical dialogue as vividly explained like Bhagavad Gita. Even though it's 5,000 years old, still the number one prominent book in any other script, compared to any other scriptures. So that's a very good point. Literary, psychological. Bhagavad Gita has probably the most fundamental psychological mechanism than ever existed by any speculator in this world. I mean, when we come to sixth chapter, you'll be like drowning into the mental. Wow, how fascination these chapters, every chapters like this. Okay, good. Next one. So what did we learn from that? What can we take tonight with us in our heart? That the name the name Bharat, essence. Whose? Why? Very good. And what happened? Why didn't he get? No, it says here in a short. Because he died. He died early. And you know the story why he died. Those things you can learn. Dhritarashtra was blind. That's not the reason that he was blind. That was his suffering. He was a hunter. He was suffering. Because they are actually children of Vyasdev. But we don't say it. But in Vedic culture, if married lady cannot have a child, then with the brother-in-law, she could conceive a child, according to, not in this age, not in Kali Yuga, but other ages where they were, in Dwapara, they could. So because they didn't have a facility, Mother Satyavati was worried. So she called her son, and Vyasdev and Mother Satyavati had a contract, because when Vyasdev born, he was born in a boat, and the boat was stuck in an island. So the moment the child came out, he instantly grown to 16 years. I mean, I don't know, like, you know, few moments, few minutes, he just grown as a young boy. So he was very depressed. He said, "My dear son, you already grown so big." He said, "I'm going to go study with my father Parashar. And for the welfare of the whole world." But then Mother Satyavati said, "I will miss you though." So then he said, "You can call me anytime. The moment you call, I'll be there." So they had a contract. So then Mother let him go. But then of course she became virgin girl again by the power of Parashar, and then she married to Santanu, King Santanu, the Bhishma Dev's father. That was the episode later took place. So Satyavati, when invited Bhishma Dev, he told that Bhishma Dev kidnapped three girls, Amba, Ambika, Ambalika. So Amba was rebellious, so she left. Anyway, this is a whole episode why. So the Ambika and Ambalika. So Mother Satyavati told Ambika, "The Vyasdev going to conceive a child. Go and serve him." So Vyasdev, when his mother called, you know what Vyasdev does? He always meditate. When somebody meditate, they have like a big beard, they don't take bath like, I should not say like that, but because they are already advanced soul, we cannot compare like, oh, they didn't take bath, so they are not pure. Not like that. But they look like, how do you, not rusty. Not attractive, I don't know what the word will be. It's not a romantic attraction. Maybe you can put it like that. It doesn't look like a romantic attraction. Look like a big sage with a big beard and matted hair and very austere, is not something to be romanticized about. So when Ambika saw, he got scared. I mean, she got scared. Out of scare, but she wants to have a child, otherwise there is no inherent descendant will be maintained. So then he told his mother, she will bore a blind. Why? Because she was so scared that she didn't even look at me, she closed her eyes. And Prabhupada writes in third canto, just like you have children. First child is boy because he was more active. I mean, you can point out, actually, Bhagavatam explains this very thorough. And the second child is a girl because you are more active than him. Yeah, that's how Bhagavatam explains. Whoever is more active, the child comes with that gender. 81 days. After 81 days, tested thrown for a boy, male child born. Until that is all female, both child. When they're born, both are female. Then after 81 days, one takes place. The whole purport given, page after page, all details. But today we don't discuss that here. You mean unique? They are equally powerful. Equally powerful, that's why. Yeah, Prabhupada break down every details about it. In third canto you can read. So when she saw Vyasdev, she closed her eyes. She got so scared and she closed her eyes. Because she closed her eyes, the child came blind. If the parents chant and become happy, joyful, minimum 50 rounds, Prabhupada said. 50 rounds on that day, conception day. Then you can have a pure child will come out. But joyful, happy, not like, oh gosh, 50 rounds, I'm tired. Then the child also will come, I am tired, mommy. So, Bhagavatam gives everything, you know. The next Ambalika, when she saw, Vyasdev told his mother, she closed her eyes. The child will be blind. So then Mother Satyavati told Ambalika, don't close your eyes. So she's trying to open, but she's so scared of seeing Vyasdev's austere form. I didn't see any painting of that austere form. But I guess the women has their view. So then when she saw that, she got so pale. Then after he impregnated her, he told to Mother Satyavati, Mother, this time this girl came, she's so scared, she started like pale. That's why Pandu born pale like that. You follow? It's effect to the children. You have 100% pure Krishna conscious at the moment of conception, child is born 100%. Very scientific. So then mother told the two girls, okay, one of them, you must go. No close eye, no get scared. But they are not convinced. They are afraid. I'm not going. So they had a maid servant. Says, you go. A maid servant is thinking, he's a sage. Sage is great. Because she is happy about this spiritual concept of Vyasdev. The Jamaraj, who was cursed by Mandabhu Rishi, that Jamaraj, the justice, he's actually eternal associate. This Jamaraj is the eternal associate from spiritual world. So he came as a Vidura. He was born. So we learn from everything. Okay. There is a story. I'm going to come to the first sloka because Dhritarashtra Uvacha, about Dhritarashtra's life in a short. Otherwise we'll be like stuck on this one page for 2 weeks. Now we want to go details, but Dhritarashtra is coming. The first sloka of Bhagavad Gita is Dhritarashtra Uvacha. The Dhritarashtra spoke. And that sloka has so many meaning, nice, here, there. Prabhupada translated Bhagavad Gita is nice, but that's not enough. Why? Because same sloka Prabhupada spoke in Chaitanya Charitamrita or different translation. Same sloka Prabhupada spoke in a morning walk, different translation. You have to gather all of them together. Because different mood Prabhupada expressed. Like the famous sloka, Tesam Satata Juktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvokam. Four times Prabhupada translated in Chaitanya Charitamrita and four different translations. But all are Prabhupada's translation. See, if we say only Bhagavad Gita is not enough, it's good to collaborate all of them together. It's very tasty. That's what I find. Very tasty. So we'll go that. So we first learn from that, you say Mahabharata and Bharata. This Kuru dynasty comes from Maharaj Bharat. Not the Bharat of Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. There is another king, Bharat. Also Prabhupada mentioned Jara Bharat, because he was ruling the world also. So nonetheless, both can be correct. Both are right, because Prabhupada seems like he addressed both. So Maharaj Bharat, he was the descendant. And the Kuru is the origin who was, if you go to India, there's one place called, in Safari you can go, it's called Samanta Panchaka, where there is a, prediction given. Anybody dies there will go to heaven. We are not looking for to go to heaven, but anybody dies there will go to heaven. Who did this? Kuru. From that Kuru, they call Kauravas, the descendant of Kuru. But he was so powerful, it's good to know about him. At least one pastime, I think I mentioned before. Remember that story of Kuru? King Kuru was so powerful, he was very compassionate to his children. I mean, citizens, children. He's a kind of father of the nation. Father of the house, father of the nation. He is father of the house. The president is the king, or king is the father of the nation. So he always worried that all the citizens suffer. They should go to heaven so they can enjoy. But whenever you think of heaven, to go to heaven, somebody else is thinking of you, how to break you away from going to heaven. You know his name? Indra. Right now he's listening. We are talking because my right hand, it moves by his blessing. Actually, I'm not moving. I'm only desiring to move. It's his machine is moving. Looks like I'm moving, but it's not. I'm not this body, it's a machine. See, like a very subtle connection. 14 demigods, this body, yes, right now. So then, Kuru, he was a very loving father, and he thought to do something for this. So then he plowed the field very nicely. The place he plowed the field is where Parashuram later on brought all the blood that killed. He killed all the rulers, bad rulers, and drowned the earth, that place, with that soaked blood. And Mother Earth was very pleased. Because they were sucking from this earth, from this world, not giving anything back. When you don't give back anything, the Mother Earth becomes very upset. So then, one time King Kuru, he was doing a big austerity. In the austerity, he realized that if he plows this field, then after plowing the field, he will do this jagna, and by doing this jagna, he will make a prediction. Why we need to know this story? You know why? Because doubt will come. Who decided to take that war in the Kurukshetra? Where is Kurukshetra? I'm talking about the story of Kurukshetra. Why it is famous? It is not Krishna. It is not Krishna told. Krishna is the behind everything. But Krishna did not tell, let's have the war in Kurukshetra. Who decided? Sometime our own mind will think, or some devotee will be asking you this question. Who decided to have the war in the Kurukshetra and why? Because of this story, these pastimes. The King Kuru, he was so much magnanimous towards his citizen that he started plowing the field to do the jagna. And at one point he came to this understanding that there will be obstacles, but he will not give up. And he took a vow before you start any spiritual thing, anything you do in life, you take a vow and do not ever break the vow. When you take a vow, then challenge will come. Challenge will not come if you don't take vow. So he took a vow that he is going to do this jagna. And as soon as he started plowing, some strange person came. Oh king, why are you plowing the field? Oh, I'm doing this jagna so that the citizen, they can die here and go to heaven. So then he's going, plowing the field. This is how they began the ceremony. So so many times he's being harassed. Guess how many times people asking him why he's plowing the field? 99 times. Imagine you cleaning the temple and 99 people coming. Why are you cleaning the temple? After a little while you wonder, like, why? Who is this? Who are they? Where are they coming from? Who is asking this question? Why? So like this. Then after that, they understood, okay, this king is so determined to execute this jagna, nothing will stop. And guess who those 99 person is? Only one person. He took a 99 form to ask him. That was Indra. Because Indra didn't want anybody to come to heaven. You can come, but you have to do so many austerity, jagna and others. Don't come. So because 99 times he could not, then Indra had to like sanction it. Because it's his kingdom, he has to sanction. Do you know right now there is a one guy, well, not one guy, one person, one person is enough. One person who was going to heaven and Indra pushed him back. No, because there is a gate. You cannot just, anybody cannot enter in heaven. Like America, you have to have a visa. Not anybody can. Well, they break sometime the border of Mexico or something. But it's not easy in heaven to go. So this person wanted to go to heaven and his guru sent him to heaven and Indra says, no, go back. So he's coming back, his guru pushed him back, he's coming back. Sometimes I wonder, even Prabhupada recognized that. He says, he's hanging there, you know how? Upside down. Upside down he's hanging there, towards the heaven, but not heaven. That's very interesting. Oh, you made it. So then, after this jagna over, then Kurukshetra became the most popular. That anybody dies in Kurukshetra, what will happen? Will go to heaven. So when there was a meeting. And in the meeting they had a decision made. Then suggestion came from Kripacharya, and Dhritarashtra likes this idea to have a war at Kurukshetra. Why? No, but they are not going there to die. Very good. In the first verse, he says, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Jujusava Mamaka Pandavas Cheva Kim Akurvata Sanjaya. Dharma Kshetre, first word he says, Dharma Kshetre. That this place is already got a benediction by Indra that anybody dies, he will come to heaven. So their idea is they are going to win the war. If they fail, they get killed, they will go to heaven. And if they win, they will rule the kingdom. Two way you win. So it's a good game. So then, of course, Krishna, after behind everything, but he knew that. But it's not a decision of Krishna, it's a decision of Dhritarashtra's court. So that was the reason why they decided Kurukshetra. Okay, the next paragraph. No more story, we're going to finish that scene. Can you read the whole thing again? So online we are listening.
When Pandu died at an early age, his five children were...
It's not working. Huh? Oh, it's working.
When Pandu died in the early age, his five children were Kira Bhutta, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sakuna. Came on the...
Dhritarashtra.
Who in effect became, for the time being, the king. Thus the sons of Dhritarashtra and those of Pandu grew up in the same royal household. Both were trained in the military arts by the expert Drona and counseled by the revered grandfather of the clan Bhishma.
Yet the sons of Dhritarashtra...
Wait. We have to have a... Summarize. What did we get?
Sons of Pandu and sons of Dhritarashtra grew up together in the same
world. When?
After the Pandu
died. Why they came to the palace? They could have stayed in jungle. People will ask all weird questions. All has an answer. Vyasadeva went there. And he told Mother Kunti, because Madri and Kunti, two wives of Pandu. So Mother Kunti actually wanted to die. It is Sahamaran. Sahamaran means you die with the husband. So wherever the husband goes, the wife goes there. It's not that anything wrong. It's just that the expression of love is very sophisticated, scientific. Of course, the later on it became a little bit bad way in Rajasthan and that area where government had to stop now. Otherwise, they used to be like the when husband dies, wife also dies. A wife also put herself in that fire. I mean, I remember even my early life, I heard this, that in Jaipur they were doing. But last maybe 20 years they stopped, completely banned. According to Shastra, that you could go. But then Madri says, no, you stay, you take care of them. That will be better. And I can leave. So then she got from the Ashwini Kumar those two sons. Who are they? Nakula and Sahadeva. So they all joined together, but Vyasadeva appeared there. So when Vyasadeva came, he said to Mother Kunti, that now you should go to the palace. Why? Because do you know that Kauravas and the palace people, they never knew how many children you have. And if you don't go back right now, they will put a bad rumors, scandal. Oh, look at her. She got these children. From who? How? all these bad rumors. Even that time, always some rumors like. So then Mother Kunti is thinking like, but in the palace they live there. If we go there, there will be confrontation. So there was she was giving opposite. Vyasadeva said, but reputation, your reputation will be very bad because you are a single lady with these five children and nobody knows how these five children actually took birth. So you immediately go there and I will also be there to explain them that Pandu just left, she came, so there is nothing wrong. But if you go later, they will say, oh, Pandu died, but she stayed alone. And then how these children came, what is the proof? So for these two reasons, she went back. And then in the beginning, they were given a facility to stay in the same palace of 100 sons and five. And then that's how... Now Dronacharya, you read Dronacharya also, right? Drona. Why Dronacharya, being a Brahmana, came to teach them Kshatriya? Why? That's true. Where did he learn that? Got it from his guru. Who? Parashuram, after killing all these people 18 times or 21 times, Prabhupada said, whatever asset he got, he distributed. And he had the last one is Astra Shastra. How to use the weapon and others. Then he gave to them. Now question is come, but why Dronacharya took this job? If you are a Brahmana, why teaching how to fight? Because of his son. Because his son, there's few stories, but one story is one time the son broke these twigs of a leaf to get some milk. So he's drinking and Dronacharya says, what are you doing? He said, everybody drinks milk. I don't have any milk facility. I don't have any cow or house. Because he is a sage son. He was living in a... So for upliftment of his son, he thought, Ashwatthama, that he joined with Duryodhana. Duryodhana gave an opportunity. Okay, you can stay in a royal facility and we'll give you facility. And then later on he proposed that you join in the army with me. And if we win, your son will become also royal facility, everything. So for this son, he dedicated... Even though he's Brahmana, he was acting as a Kshatriya. He was a devotee. A devotee. That came after. First proposition came from Duryodhana. Then he thought about it and then he accepted. Duryodhana. Now, before that, the dialogue took place where his son was having problem, where he wanted a kingdom. Then he went to rout that. So we'll come back to the end, why, how the teaching took place and how this division took place. That's good. Good, I'm glad you remember. Okay, next paragraph.
The sons of Dhritarashtra, especially the eldest Duryodhana, hated and envied the Pandavas, and the blind and weak-minded Dhritarashtra wanted his own sons, not those of Pandu, to inherit the kingdom.
Is that a small paragraph? Okay. Why? When was the point that Duryodhana started hating Pandavas? I know they're young, but the incident, like the day incident, what happened? Duryodhan was a spoiled brat. You know, spoiled brat. Everybody cheered him up. He is the man. He cannot have any sadness. he can get anything he wants. He can get away with doing wrong. This is called spoiled brat in America. So Duryodhan was like this. He was well known because he's going to be the future king. You follow? When somebody is aspiring for future king, generally he's already started like getting all this attention and he can do whatever he wants. Nobody can tell him anything wrong. So like this, going on, then when Pandavas came back, then they were playing. One day, one play took place. Until that day, everybody, now Duryodhan has a 10,000 elephant power. And Bhima also has a 10,000 elephant power. But there is a little difference between this 10,000 elephant power. Duryodhan had a skillful how to apply. And Bhima's he's not looking for diplomacy or anything. He's just a simple, pure heart, Bhima. So they are playing in a jalkeli, like a throw water, or you take a boy and throw in a water like this. So Duryodhan is very powerful, but he was not as powerful as Bhima in that sense. Because he always like skillfully, he's not thinking of 10,000 elephant power, he's like thinking of skill, but not showing like a simple power. But Bhima was like this. So then they were throwing back and forth here, there, and one time Bhima, since he came, he went to that place, and then everybody saw, oh my gosh, nobody is as heavy as him. And nobody could lift him up to throw in a water. But he would lift him up and throw in water. And he picked up Duryodhan. Nobody would dare do that to him because he was kind of like a respected future king, something blah blah, you know, like that. But Bhima just picked him up and threw in a water. Duryodhan upset. How dare he does that to me? I'm not a one of those boys. You can play with others, you can tease others, you can throw like this. Not to me. I'm the future king. So he started speculating. This Bhima's power has to go down. Bhima's power has to go down. Bhima's power has to go down. So then he went to his father. That dialogue where it started causing all the trouble. When Duryodhan came to his father, he told his father, "Father," and father was blind. You know who narrated the Bhagavad Gita? Sanjaya. To who? Dhritarashtra. And Sanjaya is a disciple of Vyasadeva. It's the end of the 18th chapter we see. Vyaso Shishya, I am the disciple of Vyasadeva. And why Sanjaya spoke? There is a few reasons. One reason is that Sanjaya was very obligated to Dhritarashtra. And there is a reason. There is a nice story about it. So here, a very interesting point, that when Vyasadeva told Dhritarashtra, "You want to see the battlefield? I can show you." Vyasadeva says, "No, I want to hear, I don't want to see." Why? No, he would not send it if he knew that. First sloka will discuss that. He would not send it. Because he never saw his children with his eyes. You follow? In the war, you see the face. One is killing another one. And if you don't know how your sons look like, 100 sons, not only one, 100 sons, and you don't know how they look like, but how he knew them? By the sound. Only by the sound. So he told Vyasadeva, "No, I don't want to see. Because I don't remember, I don't have any idea how my son Duryodhan looks like. And battlefield about to start. And he is about to see. So Vyasadeva says, I can give you blessing right now, like a television. You can see the whole scenery, what will take place. He said, no, I don't want to see. Because I cannot see who is killing who. I may think like this is my son, but it could be opposite party. So he said, have Sanjaya do this. And why he chose Sanjaya, I'll tell the story when I come to Sanjaya. So that time, Vyasadeva very sweetly, he gave that power to Sanjaya. And Dhritarashtra, from his childhood, he knew Duryodhana's enmity. So Duryodhana came to his father. Father, I have a serious issue. He said, yes. He used to love his son so much, blindly, you know, like a blindly. He would not even think anything. He would like, how do you say, blindfully or something? Like so attached to his son. He cannot see anything but son. But he never saw the son, but by the sound he recognized. Say, Father, I have a proposition. I am in a dangerous zone. Say, why? He said, with these Pandavas, I cannot live in one country. Same country I cannot live. What to talk about living in the same country? Not even same village. Father, not even in same village, not even in same town. Not even in same town, not even in same palace. So it's impossible for me to live with them. Dhritarashtra, this is the first time Dhritarashtra started thinking, oh my gosh, there's a problem between the cousin. So it has to be separate. So then he told his father, said, I have a plan. I already chalked out what to do, and this Bhima will be out of the picture of this world. Nobody will know. Dhritarashtra says, I can't do this. I cannot allow this. Because he was my younger brother, his father. And when I used to go to toilet or somewhere, you know, he was his palace, but still he has to go to toilet. Somebody has to take him. My brother used to take me to the bathroom, to shower, everywhere. Brother, this is the shower. I would take shower. This is the toilet. He did so much whole life, childhood life. How can I do bad harm to his children? I can't do this. Duryodhana is such a crooked. He says, okay, you cannot do this, then you have a one choice. Either you see those children or you see me. You choose. Either they have to die or I have to die. So if you cannot do anything, then you lose your son. You know, when your child loves you so much, you can play this game. Such a mean, such a horrible. He said, then you won't see me. I'll just kill myself. No, no, don't do this. No, don't. Say, okay, if you don't want me to get killed, then you have to allow. Dhritarashtra could not say. Now, out of affection in Vedic culture, when a person cannot say, you know what is that means? What? Huh? Agreement. Agree. Maunam sammati lakshanam. Maunam means silence. Sammati means you agree. Lakshanam, this is the symptom that you agree. And if you don't agree, then you say something. But if you don't say, it means you agreeing what is wrong going on. You're not going against it. So, maunam sammati lakshanam. So, very interesting. So then, Duryodhana left. And then Duryodhana understood. Okay, father gave permission. They took it like that. You follow? He didn't say, no, no. Means, okay. So that's where the problem started. You just read what? Yeah. So we describe, if somebody ever asks you the question, when they started hating? Was they born with it? No. You have to narrate this story, what happened. Okay, good. Next. Good. Next paragraph.
Thus Duryodhana with Dhritarashtra's consent plotted to kill the young Sanjay Pandu, and it was only by the careful protection of their uncle Vidura and their cousin Lord Krishna that the Pandavas escaped the many attempts against their lives.
Where are you? How come the new one I'm not finding there? Did you read this? Now Lord Krishna was not an ordinary man?
The one before.
Or one before that? Or you read that one?
Mm-hmm.
Does Duryodhana with Dhritarashtra's consent plotted to kill the young son of Pandu?
Yes.
And it was only by the careful protection of the uncle Vidura and their cousin Lord Krishna that the Pandavas escaped the many attempts against their lives. Good. Can you relate this to your life? Not for the karmis, for the devotees. I'm not trying to scare you, but Prabhupada made a very nice dramatic explanation, like a boat. Krishna is the captain, and the Pandavas are going in a boat, in a river. Guess what? Who lives in the river? Snake? It's not bad. Crocodile. And Prabhupada writes even some timingal that can swallow the whole boat. Can you imagine? This is our life. This is our life. This explanation actually is about our life. When we progress in spiritual path, do not give up. This kind of struggle will come. But how did Pandava always got saved? How? They had no clue sometime how danger is coming. They were saved by Krishna. 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 Huh? You're going to say, good. Krishna. Because of Krishna. Some pastime, the Pandava knew. When Duryodhana's mother, you know, before the war, Duryodhana's mother called Duryodhana. He said, tell him to come right now. Duryodhana is a grown-up man. Tell him to come naked. And I will open my chastity eye, very powerful eye, because she was not born blind. Dhritarashtra is born blind out of chaste, because she will think she knows or act better than husband. So she wants to follow the husband, so she blinded her eyes. So when she blinded her eyes, their chastity power built so much power. So she thought she's going to open the eye and glance over Duryodhana's body, and it will all become solid shield. Nobody can break. Did Pandava knew? No. So who protected from Duryodhana? Nobody can kill Duryodhana if Gandhari would give them. But Krishna, some other, came in the palace. Where? The path that Duryodhana going, little sneaky road, private road to mother's room. Mother said, do not wear any clothes, come naked. And some other in the road, Krishna is there, Vasudeva. Krishna says, Duryodhana, what is the matter? Why? This is very strange. Where are you going? And he's like very embarrassed, you know, like a grown-up man, naked. Say, I'm going to see my mother. Mother says she's going to empower. Yeah, but some etiquette. I mean, like, look at him. Krishna is so clever, so compassionate to the Pandavas. Then Duryodhana thought, yeah, that's really bad. I'm grown-up man. So he put a little langat, what do you call, underwear. When he put a little langat, underwear, then Mother Gandhari opened and she saw. It's called langat, something to cover the private part. So then Gandhari says, why did you cover this? Well, he was like thinking, And then, of course, he revealed that it was Krishna's influence. So Prabhupada gave a very good analogy. So many stories. I mean, I can literally tell you like 10, 20 stories of how Krishna protected them. You know, sometimes you think, Krishna is so loving. In our spiritual path right now, Krishna has to be invoked like that. We have to intervene Krishna to come in our life. Every day, whenever you have a danger, you know Chaitanya Chaitamita says, I mean, even today, I had a little tough time. Then I chanted this mantra, it's just like this. And I knew it works. I knew it works, and it always works. And I hope it eternally is going to work. Because it is. Kathanchan smite jasmin duskaram sukaram bhavit vismite viparisasi chaitanya namamitam. You chanted that mantra, and you invoke the Lord Chaitanya, you see your things get easy. I am serious, deadly serious. Sometimes even toughest job becomes so easy. You become like after little time, you'll be relaxed. You say, okay, it works. It works. It works. Like even, you know, I mean, I'm giving you a mundane example. We lost a customer job, and she's very angry. And I'm thinking like, what should I do? Should I get paranoid? The job, you know, customer job is lost, and I don't know where we put it. We search everywhere. We call my brother in San Diego, and nowhere. And I'm thinking like, okay. I was laughing actually. Like, we have a shelter. So I went upstairs and took shelter. You chant three times. So I chanted three times as if, oh, please help. Because something beyond my capacity I cannot do, even though I'm your servant. I don't have a capacity. Sure enough, you come back within 5 minutes, it was something mystical that we looked at in one place we would not look. Job is there. You feel like happy because the anxiety was there. No, immediately you thank to Mahaprabhu, thank you. And that sloka works. You utter that sloka and you chant three times and take shelter. Mystical, miracle. Madhulila chapter 14. I can send you that. That's very sweet. Okay, so Krishna helped them so many times, so many ways. It's very difficult to. When did they understand this? How do we know this if they didn't know? Because Vyasdev, Trikalaka. He's such a mystic yogi. He knew everything. That's why. Okay, next. Is it ultimately? Ultimately, yeah.
Now, Lord Krishna was not an ordinary man, the Supreme, but the Supreme Godhead himself, who had descended to earth and was playing the role of prince in a contemporary dynasty. In this role, he was also the nephew of Pandu's wife Kunti, or Prita, the mother of the Pandavas. So both as a relative and as an eternal upholder of religion, Krishna favored the right toes, sons of Pandu, and protected him. Then.
Mm-hmm. What did you get? Any key point? Very good. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very good. Good. And his relationship with Mother Kunti we'll discuss later. So much. It's unbelievable there. She has so much love for Krishna. Unbelievable.
Upon returning from exile, the Pandavas rightfully requested their kingdom from Duryodhana, who bluntly refused to yield to it. Duty-bound, as prince said, to serve in the public administration, the five Pandavas reduced their request to a mere five villages. But Duryodhana arrogantly replied that he wouldn't spare them enough land into which to drive a pen.
There was a paragraph in between, no? Yeah. one paragraph before.
Ultimately, however, yeah. The clever Duryodhan challenged the Pandavas to a gambling match. In the course of that fateful tournament, Duryodhan and his brothers took possessions of Draupadi, the chaste and devoted wife of Pandava, and insultingly tried to strip her naked before the entire assembly of princes and kings. Krishna's divine intervention saved her, but the gambling which was rigged cheated the Pandavas of the kingdom and forced them into 13 years of exile.
Hmm. What did he get?
So, Duryodhan tricked Yudhishthira to the gambling match. And
did he drag him?
No, he tricked him.
Tricked him. He invited him.
He invited him. He accepted it.
Why did he accept it?
Because he thought that he might actually win it.
No. A little more. Yes, kshatriya is when you are kshatriya in the other ages, not in Kali Yuga. If any lady ever asks to marry you, you have to let her marry you. They have a dharma. Like if any time somebody challenge you to fight, you have to give fight. You cannot say, well, you know, right now I'm not feeling well. This talk does. This is not a kshatriya nature. Even the ladies, Prabhupada gives so much heavy. Prabhupada says that one time, one kshatriya king, he went to the fight, and somehow or other he felt like he's going to lose the game, so he came back. And the minister, they were like surprised that he came back, and he came to his private palace room, and he knocked the door. He noticed that wife didn't come to welcome him, the queen. And Prabhupada says the story, that king knocked the door. My dear wife, queen, I'm here. He said, who are you? He said, who I am? I'm your husband. He said, no, my husband. Did you win the war? He said, no. He said, that's not my husband. So what is the kshatriya supposed to do? Two things. Either you die in the war, or win the victory. You don't come back like that. That's kshatriya. They're so powerful. So Yudhishthira Maharaj also, kshatriya dharma is that if somebody challenges with the dice, you have to play. So he played. But he knew this Krishna has a plan. Was not just a, he was not an ignorant player. So that's good. That's good. And a main point here that they tried to strip her naked. What happened to that episode? We should remember that episode in Bhagavatam explains, first canto, so vividly that incident is the cause of 640 million warrior or kshatriya death. Why? Because Draupadi was pure devotee. When somebody, some pure devotee insulted in presence of all this and nobody opposed. I was reading that many years back. Then when when Shakuni played the dice and they won, then Duryodhan was thinking, that's it. Draupadi, we got Draupadi. That time Karna was beating on his thigh. A kshatriya thigh is like a very big deal. I mean, even Krishna was that Satam prasangat mama virja sangvido. Those verses, you can see the thigh is like a very big deal. Urukram. Uru means the thigh. Who's long. So Krishna's thigh is very big deal. And Karna was slapping in it. He wants to see her stripped naked because he wanted to marry her. And Draupadi didn't want. She came out with the idea that he is not born in a kshatriya. So at that time, Krishna was not there, but Krishna, everything was recorded. All these people, they supported this. Because they all supported. And what did Draupadi do at that time? Her hair loose, Hair lose when? For the married lady? When husband dies. Generally, married lady hair lose like when husband dies, they take off. So Draupadi, they made Draupadi like this, that's one. And second one, tears. Tears coming. And because she was crying and she was begging everybody to help. Bhishma Dev, everybody was there, Pandavas. Nobody could help. And because of her cry, as many people that saw her cry and they did not protest, Krishna also took a vow. He will make their wife cry because of one pure devotee's insult. So we have to learn from this very, very painful. Okay, we need to go a little further. Who's going to do next? Oh, we can finish it actually. Yes. Throughout all this,
the Pandavas has been consistently tolerant and forbearing. But now war seems inevitable.
Let me ask. You think we should finish or just go slowly and as you? In few minutes, yeah. Okay.
Question.
Yeah?
I have a question. So you said that...
We'll remember up to this. When someone loves their guru or husband or some elderly person such an extreme, they find in the absence of that person, life has no value. Why people kill themselves? Why suicide? Sukhdev Goswami answered. On that question, how is possible that these gopi mothers who felt with Krishna, who happened to be someone else's son, such extreme happiness that they did not felt with their own child? So Sukhdev Goswami was answering to Parikshit Maharaj's question. And first answer was, self-centeredness, self-preservation is the first thing to self. And the explanation of the second one, that when you love your guru so much, when your guru leaves this world, you find life has no meaning without guru's service. I'd rather die where a guru is there. When you have that kind of attachment, then you go there. Follow. When the wife feels that husband, without husband, this husband was my guru, this husband was everything for me, I don't want to leave anything. Then the scripture says, okay, if you die, you can go there and continue service to that person. Is that good or bad? That is good. So you answer, voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
Yes. But then later on it became a little punishable. People started criticizing. I remember when I was a little kid, I used to hear this, oh, they just throw this lady, oh, they're throwing this open. You should go and die with him. But she's not ready because they didn't have that kind of relationship. You know? It's like a voluntary, but it was not voluntary. So then government intervened, I remember. Even when I came to Mayapur, all of this, we heard that. Then they stopped They stop because the people are not that kind of in love that they cannot live without. And also husband is not that kind of pure devotee either. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.